Well, the Prime Minister is warning of brutal truths when a long-awaited report on alleged war crimes committed by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan is released next week. The government has already announced the appointment of a special investigator to pursue any cases. So what does it mean and how will it work? I spoke a short time ago with Rowan Aruff, Director of the Australian Centre for International Justice.
This is really, really significant. We haven't had a war crimes prosecution in Australia for decades, so this is quite significant. Australia has primary responsibility to investigate and, where appropriate, prosecute these crimes. And if it fails to do that genuinely or effectively, if they are unable or unwilling, that's where it is possible that the Australian nationals may be subject to face investigations at the International Criminal Court. But the fact that we see this process happening domestically, I think, shows that Australia is very serious about doing so. Hopefully we'll see the process in the next couple of years.
And just bringing it back to the very basics, if a current or former soldier is charged and or convicted as part of these ongoing investigations and the war crimes investigations, what kind of court do they appear in front of? And if they are imprisoned, is that a military court, a military jail, civilian court, civilian jail? How does it work?
So this will be, this is independent of the military system. This is a civilian system. They will be tried in a criminal court in Australia. There is a process in place for these types of crimes where courts such as the Supreme Court will listen and be the court where a trial of such a case will be conducted.
When wars are effectively fought in the name of the Australian people, how important is it to have these kind of mechanisms to deal with issues if things have gone wrong or if war crimes have been committed by our troops in uniform?
You know, this is absolutely important. It's a part of Australia's obligation. We are supposed to investigate and, where appropriate, prosecute these crimes because they affect humanity as a whole because of the serious nature of them. And in addition, genuine investigations into war crimes are necessary for the accountability process. They have a powerful deterrent objective. So I think they're very, very important. They're necessary. And, you know, we continue to be encouraged by the steps that Australia is taking, and we're obviously going to continue monitoring the process moving forward.
In this initial administrative investigation, are there enough provisions there to make sure that it's fair, that soldiers who may have been accused of things who didn't do anything wrong aren't unfairly targeted?
Definitely for the criminal process, for the investigation and any trials, fair trial guarantees are a fundamental part of the process. So we would expect that it would be a vital consideration for the process. And of course, in the court system, Australia guarantees fair trial rights.
What about the big picture, Rowan? What can this do to a nation's reputation if there are proven cases of war crimes committed by a nation's army?
I think that's a really interesting question, and it's something that the Australian people will have to really grapple with. I think it's also important to note that members of the Australian Defence Force, of the SAS, they were the ones that came out and spoke up for accountability. They were the ones that broke the code of silence, and really they are to be commended. And in addition, whistleblowers who also, you know, should be protected and encouraged.
That's Rowan Aruff, Director of the Australian Centre for International Justice.